The Afghan police are sometimes known more for their drug use and corruption than as an elite fighting force or a protector of the people. The Afghan people in polls have shown they have more faith in their army than in their police. Well, the U.S. is trying to change that. They're trying to get more interest and support for the police by investing in TV shows. The first one is a cop show called Eagle 4, and there's soon going to be a reality show from within the force. Joining us now is Saad Mohseni. He's joint CEO and director of Tolo TV in Afghanistan. Good morning, Saad.
Good morning.
So Eagle 4 has debuted in Afghanistan?
Yes, it has. I think we're up to episode 3 now.
And what do you think of it? Have you seen it?
Yes, of course. So we developed the concept, and its production's almost finished, and it's actually the reaction's been very positive. It's the first cop show in the country.
Well, what's the, I mean? Do you have any idea what the viewership is?
Well, I mean, extrapolating some of the numbers we've seen, I think we're getting anywhere between 2 to 4 million viewers per evening.
Wow.
But I think that will build up as people get to know the characters and as the story climaxes towards the end of the series.
Is it clear when you're watching the show, is it clear that it's funded by the U.S. government?
No, it's not. I mean, one of the things you have to bear in mind is it's a show that was developed and written by our team at Tolo, and of course there's funding for these sorts of projects nowadays available, and you know we managed to tap into that. But essentially, it's an Afghan story.
Okay, well, give me a plot line. Give me a story from Eagle 4.
Well, in the first episode, there's a suicide bomber, and he's looking to detonate a bomb and kill some civilians, and there's an elite police force that basically has been tasked with identifying who the suicide bombers are and then catching the perpetrators. So it's a cat-and-mouse game involving terrorists and the Afghan police. It's an Afghan story, nothing to do with international troops or any of the things that would involve foreigners.
Well, the U.S. government is helping to fund this because they think it'll generate more support among the Afghan people for the police. Is that your motivation, or are you just trying to make a hit show?
Well, I think you do both. Of course, it's very important for us, you know, while we're nation building, that people have more confidence in the police force. It's very important to see young people, get excited about joining the police force. And you know, even if you go back in the U.S., I mean, the show FBI, which aired in the 60s and 70s, had a lot of support from the FBI. And the idea was that that people get excited about the FBI. So I think that our interests converge with the U.S. government interests in terms of building up the police force and building up its brand.
Hey, Saad, did you ever see the show Barney Miller in the U.S.?
Sorry?
Did you ever see the show Barney Miller in the U.S.?
No, I haven't seen that.
It's a sitcom. It's a comedy set in a police force. Maybe that's where you should move next.
No, don't worry. We've done our share of sitcoms ridiculing the corruption and the hypocrisy and the bureaucracy in the country. So we do those sorts of shows anyway.
The Afghan version of the Keystone Cops. Well, that's not what Eagle 4 is. Saad Mohseni, the joint CEO and director of Tolo TV in Afghanistan, is talking about a new show funded by the United States, which is about the Afghanistan police force. And they're going to be a reality show following soon that follows Afghan police around on their daily jobs. Thanks so much, Saad.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.